It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Google has always pledged to not be evil, but is it being kind of sneaky? Microsoft is accusing Google of spying on users of Microsoft's Internet Explorer web browser. This comes after charges that Google was doing the same to users of Apple's Safari browser. Stanford researcher Jonathan Mayer was the first to bring attention to the Safari situation. It all has to do with cookies. What is a cookie, Jonathan Mayer?
It's like a barcode that gets slapped on your web browser.
And then you get scanned wherever you go on the internet.
That's exactly right.
Safari allows cookies from the site you visit. So when you go to Amazon.com, leave, and then come back, Amazon recognizes you. But Safari doesn't allow cookies from advertisers like Google.
So let's say you go to the New York Times and then there's a Google ad that loads on the side of the page. Google learns about that. And then you go to the NPR page and there's a Google ad on the side. It learns about that. And you go read your local newspaper, you go look up some sports scores, or you name it. Any place a Google ad shows up, Google is able to associate your viewing that web page with the other web pages you viewed that had Google ads on them.
And that capability is what Mayer says Google slipped onto Safari, which means Google can make ads that are more compelling to you.
So what they're using it for now is to be able to show whether your friends liked an ad. So you can see little pictures of your friends on an ad if they hit the plus one button on it.
The idea is if you see a picture of your friend, you are more likely to buy that product. What Google is doing on Internet Explorer is kind of different, says Mayer, and not as bad.
The privacy feature in Internet Explorer is, I think, rightly characterized as somewhat antiquated. It's a feature that was predicated on a web technology that's largely no longer used.
For its part, Google says it's operating within the rules of both browsers. Nevertheless, there's now a class action lawsuit against Google from Safari users. Eric Goldman from Santa Clara University School of Law says Google is in some murky waters.
The legal conclusion is still up in the air. Unquestionably, Google's practices were at best sloppy and at worst illegal, but there's also the possibility that even if it's not illegal, it was unethical. And that's a possible conclusion irrespective of the legal analysis.
If it's any comfort to you, Google doesn't know your name as it tracks you online. Warning, we're about to get a little existential.
It doesn't really matter that it's John Moe or Eric Goldman. It only matters what we're doing and what we're interested in.
So Google doesn't care my name. They just care about this browsing entity that they're following around.
That is much more valuable than knowing the person's name.
So good luck with web surfing, whoever you are. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
I will play a restaurant patron. Producer Larissa Anderson plays a waitress. The time, late 2012.
All right, so there's a check. Just pay whenever you're ready.
Oh, thanks. What? This bill is for $316,000.
Yeah, so?
All I got was a burger.
Well, you actually ordered the Maastricht University synthetic burger, which does cost $316,000.
Why?
Well, it's the first burger made from artificially grown meat.
Oh.
Scientists in the Netherlands generated small strips of muscle and mixed them with blood and fat.
And served them to me. Yeah, I thought I tasted notes of Dutch laboratory.
I know. It's a little expensive now, but the price will go down over time. And just think, this could eventually fill 60% of the world's meat demand.
So that's the $316,000. What's this 79 cents?
Extra pickles.
Ah. And scene. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.